Hamak Holmes pre-game interview.
Time now to go inside the St Mary's camp for Hamak Holmes. Travis Robertson is waiting with our own Josh Conway.
Welcome, Robbo. We were speaking just off-air about Paddy Dowling and his return to the footy club, mate, being in South Australia. Thought he'd try his luck over there, but he's come back to the club, which is great. I'm sure you're not displeased about.
Yeah, look, we're pretty happy about that as a mid-season recruit. Obviously, we wished Paddy all the best. He went over there pretty late in the pre-season and wanted to better his footy, and that hasn't quite worked. So it's a reset opportunity for him, and lucky for us, we get the team play today.
How quickly does that process come about? Did you keep in touch with him while he was over there, or was it something that popped up in the last couple of weeks or so?
Look, we probably just kept in contact, but it really became a real thing probably only about 10 to 14 days ago, and then got momentum pretty quickly, yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Robbo. Really appreciate your time, and looking forward to this one this afternoon. How much are you looking forward to the challenge of a team that probably hasn't challenged in the last decade or so?
Yeah, look, they've had a great season, 5-2, and you don't get to that position without some really good form, and their list has certainly improved a fair bit, a fair few VFL players on their list, and that adds some talent, and we've watched them a bit, and we're really looking forward to another opportunity to play a good side that's currently inside the top five.
Yep. Did you pore over that footage, especially their last quarter against Newtown last week, and pick up a little bit of what they were doing, and I suppose we asked Greg Mellor about it as well, the dimensions of West Oval and the width compared to the narrowness of Anthony Costa Oval. Is there something you've been able to sort of pick up out of that you can stop maybe a bit of that ball movement?
Yeah, I think naturally their style of play is to hold the footy and maintain possession of the footy. You can see they're a high possession side and high and uncontested marks. So that this ground brings that in a bit more narrow, makes it a bit harder. So for us, it's really about our pressure style of footy to put them under the pump when they've got the ball in their hands.
You got a debutant today, Lockie Peck, son of Paul. I think Paul played in a premiership here maybe in the 92. Potentially off the top of my head.
Oh, you'd know better than me, King. Lockie's gets his opportunity. I think that's debutant number 14 for us. So, yeah. You wouldn't see many sides that are sitting second on the ladder that have debuted 14 different players during the year. So for us, it's a testament to our list. It's a testament to our junior program over the years. And looking forward to Lockie Payne. He's had to do the hard yards, and he's done a pretty good job of that.
And you won't be you'll be without Matty Keast. You thought you might have had him with the Falcons having a break, but he's, as a 19-year-old, got the opportunity to play some reserves footy in the VFL.
Yeah, Matty's been, played a few Falcons games and now gets his opportunity to play VFL, which is great for him. He's sort of getting a danger spot now where he's looking at possibly over-qualifying for under-19s footy. So we've got some decisions to make there. We'll work through that with him. But he's popped up a bit and been had 11 tackles last week in the senior game. So he's been going pretty well.
You had a debutant last week in Will Batson. The Batson name, a very famous one here at St Mary's. It's great to see these sons of, great families getting their opportunity. You talked to us about Will's effort last week. I think kick three on debut provided a bit of a spark.
Yeah, look, we pride ourselves on being a really strong family club, and it's past players' day today. And just talking up there earlier, and you look around the room, and their fathers are in there. And when we present the jumpers, we make sure that they're there as well. So Will had a great game. He took a while to get into it, and talking to him during the week, he probably underestimated the speed and the physicality of it. He's not a huge guy, so he's not built to play the game completely inside, and that's something he will continue to work on. But when he gets the footy in his hands, he's quite polished and kicked three goals, which was great for us. And it gave us a bit of energy in an away game too, so great.
Bahamak Holmes speaking with St Mary's co-coach Travis Robertson. Here's Matt Kershaw on Carroll Footy.
Robbo, we haven't seen Geelong West either this year, and I've only been able to watch a few videos and see the way they play, and I agree with you, they're a very high disposal side. I know you mentioned that previously, but just for the listeners at home, how do you take that away from the opposition? How do you take away how they move the ball and how they possess the ball? How does a opposition coach try and nullify that?
Yeah, so for us, it's we talk about doing our work early, and it's usually the kick that you don't think they're going to take that they do. So it's as much as it's a physical thing, Kirsch, it's a lot of it's above the shoulders to be up, to be energised, and to break that space down, because if they see it, they'll take it, and you've really got to be on your game. Yeah.
Yep.
this afternoon's weather? Is that sort of going to play a role? Have you been consulting with the Bureau of Meteorology?
Yeah, I'm certainly not Rob Gell, Kingy, but I did have a look at it yesterday. I'm anticipating we won't get too much rain. I think it'll be a bit like this, what we see at the minute. It's very sticky on the inside or in the middle there, so certainly a place I'd avoid if I was out there.
You got a heater in the coach's box?
Yeah, she's pretty fresh down here.
It's very cold, isn't it?
Darcy Sherguin running around in the development side this afternoon. Just where's he at with his footy at the moment? Obviously, he's on Werribee's list as well. He's a one-pointer, but you've got him out here. Is he just working his way back?
Yeah, so we probably thought he was going to be available the week after the bye, but he's come along pretty quickly late in his rehab program, and they contacted us during the week and asked for 50% game time. So he'll come off after sort of 10 minutes of each quarter. He had a pretty good first quarter. He kicked the first three goals of the game. So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting him back in the side.
All right, so you've got Pritchard on the sideline, Bond. Who else you got out at the moment?
Garner.
Yeah. You're going to have some real issues.
Yeah, look, really good issues to have. Headaches from a coaching point of view to pick a side, and you can't please everyone. So it's another testament to our list. The reality is there's probably 6 to 8 blokes that after the bye will come in over those 2 or 3 weeks, and they are genuine senior footballers.
And then you get some poor bloke running around the twos. It's been going all right. Two's probably going to find himself not playing footy.
Yeah, it all works downhill, Kingy. You know how it works. So, there's blokes out here today that unfortunately when we get to a full list, we'll... won't be playing.
You'd be rather doing that than ringing blokes to fill in on a Saturday afternoon at 12 o'clock, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, actually...
Didn't you play in 2019?
I was running out. I played in this game in 2019, actually. That's where we're at. So I'm pretty happy to just be inside this box.
You kicked 3, didn't you?
Leading goal kicker on the ground, King.
He remembers always his touches. So.
He also remembers that he played 100 games at Ammo.
About that, Robbo?
Look, I looked at the article and went, yeah, eligibility, I'm out, no worries. And then I got reminded just this morning that I actually did play 100. It might have even been 110 or something. But, I don't know what's happened there.
There seems to be a protest lodge.
So we're talking about the Geelong Advertisers BFL top 50 players. Tim Clark, good teammate of Trav's at Geelong Ammo's at number 10, probably and well-deserved too. And Trav's name was mentioned as one that... were you in the article that mentioned those who fell short of eligibility?
Yeah, but maybe they just used that as a clause for I'm not actually good enough to be
51. There's a lot of number 51s.
The get out stakes.
2022, you and Keasty, where are we at in terms of negotiations with the club?
It's a good question. We don't spend a lot of time talking about it, but we'll be doing it again, unless Keasty tells me otherwise. But, we haven't officially had the conversation with the club, and I'm thinking they want to have that pretty soon, but there's no danger we're going anywhere.
Yeah, the record gets broken today by Keasty too for the most games coached in the GFL as well. I know you're splitting between, but you are co-coaches of the club, so he's at 208, breaks Terry Bright's record today. Only two men to coach 200 games, and I think his record's about 150-odd wins and 50 losses.
Yeah, so his ratio's not too bad, is it? And most wins in... Yeah, obviously, mathematically, that works, doesn't it?
Surely
you
should give him the old bloke a banner just to run out with or something.
He's got his job today. He's coaching the early game.
He is. Yes, he is.
He's doing a good job. 87 points is the lead. Is that something, as you go forward, that will continue?
Yeah, it will continue. Look, when we decided we'd do that, we understood there was positives and negatives, but the positives are certainly outweighing the negatives to this. The boys get really good continuity in a coaching style and get good feedback. So blokes who, certainly the next few weeks when they don't get a game, they'll get a coach in the early game that's the same, I guess. And when we get to finals, that could look be a bit more challenging, but we'll work through that. And look, this footy club's got great outside help, so we'll make it work.
Great stuff. Robbo, always good to talk footy with you. Really appreciate you joining us in the K-Rock box ahead of a big game this afternoon. We're really looking forward to calling this one. Wish you the best of luck.
No worries. And can I just give a quick shout-out to the trainers who are doing a great job in the room getting the boys ready today. Thanks, girls.
Are they listening?
They are listening.
Good work, Robbo. Trav Robertson joining us there from St Mary. Thanks to Harmac Homes, what others call upgrades. We call standard with up to $40,000 of added value at no extra cost. That is the Harmac way.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.